Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, July 30th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Galactic Punks Migration and Terra Hangout. Let's take a listen.
Well, I just instantly gave you the right to speak, Rebel, and I invited Jack to co-host on Illiquid Labs account. He should join us in a second. Let's wait just maybe a minute or two for everybody to join, and then we will start off. But feel free to request to speak if you have a question right away, or if you just want to, you know, share, say hello. This is supposed to be quite a loose spaces. Of course, we will discuss the Galactic Punks migration, which is about to happen today or start today. But it's also meant to just be, you know, as a hangout, and let's call it a fireside chat for everybody, you know, interested on what is happening on Terra 2.0.
Hey, everyone. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Hello, Jack.
Perfect. Hello, everyone.
I anticipate being thrown out of the spaces again today. My internet has been playing up, and I have now been shown that you've accepted the right to speak for the 15th time in a row.
This seems really weird for a Galactic Punk space. Rebel DeFi here. There's literally, I think I'm the only one. Oh, no, there's another one. Paul, good man, you've got your punk on. Excellent. Where are the punk PFPs? Come on. Excited for this. Really excited to hear what you're going to tell us.
All right. I see that Danku has joined, but I can't find him in the listeners. So Jack, if you can find him, feel free to invite him to speak right away.
Yep, I've got him. I've sent him an invite. I've also just brought up Space Toads as well to entertain us.
Nothing like the sound of the swamp in the morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Danku. No, long time no here.
Yeah, there is not a daily Cephi spaces anymore that people can join to talk to each other, right? But who knows, maybe in the future it will change again.
I'm sure he can't resist staying away for long, and we will one day wake up to see a spaces that we went asleep to run still. But all right, we've waited 4 minutes. I think that's reasonable, and I think we can start. What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, let's crack on. I'm sure more people will join as we go on.
Brilliant. Now, obviously, as many of you know, this is a spaces that will mostly cover our migration. We have now waited for quite a while, but to be very fair with you, migrating immediately from Terra Classic to Terra made no sense. A, because we wanted to see how the network would behave and, you know, we needed to adapt some of the contracts that we were building. And B, because without launched secondary marketplaces, migrating the collection just for the sake of it made just very little sense. Now, we've waited for a while. We have communicated closely with the Random Earth team. And they, as a secondary marketplace, should be launching, you know, very, very soon, within a week, two at the latest. We have decided to go ahead with the migration, which we have prepared in cooperation with Illiquid Labs. Now, Illiquid Labs is a protocol that is building NFT tooling on Terra, and in the future wants to expand that tooling to Cosmos in general. And we've teamed up to build a little and clever migration tool. Now, maybe before I continue with my monologue, could someone tell me if you can hear me all right? Because my phone is doing all kinds of weird things. Thank you.
It's all good.
Thank you. I currently have 5 Dankus on my screen as listeners, so I don't know if you're multiplying or...
that sounds brilliant to me.
Okay, let me continue. Apologies for this interruption. All right, the migration. So, Jack, if you would maybe want to pin the tweet soonish about the, you know, the little tutorial and the website where this will happen. That would be brilliant. This should happen on your screen soon. And I will just take you through the steps and through our reasoning on this migration. You might have heard about many collections migrating already and ask yourself why it has taken us a bit longer. And this is because we are not migrating just by snapshotting and then airdropping on Terra 2.0. We found that for our collection, this would have been a little bit diluted, and we don't necessarily want two versions of the same punk to exist on two different chains. So what we have decided to do is build a contract where you can go and deposit your punk. Essentially, you're locking your NFT on Terra Classic, and then you switch to Terra Mainnet, to Terra 2.0, and you can redeem that NFT. That's how it works for you as a user. On the backend, this means that the NFT is locked permanently on Terra Classic. You can think of it almost as burning the NFT. And on the new Terra, on Terra 2.0, it is basically reminted. So the NFT contract, it's set up anew and it duplicates and remints the NFT for you simply on that new chain. That has obviously the advantage of there not being two different punks on two different chains. You are given the option to migrate onto or to leave them on Terra Classic as a user. That was quite important to us because we understand that the entire situation with Terra Classic and Terra is quite controversial. And we want to honor the ownership rights of NFTs. And if you have bought your punk, if you have purchased your punk on Terra Classic, and you just do not want to migrate your NFT, it would have been a bit unfair to you to just airdrop it on the new chain that you might have no intention of using. I think this is a very elegant solution that will allow everybody to decide for themselves what to do with their assets. Now, I see now, Jack, that you have already pinned the tweet.
I have. It's up there.
Yeah. Would you like to summarize it quickly on behalf of Illiquid Labs or add something to this at this point?
Yeah, sure. I can certainly add to it. So at the moment, we've got four projects which are ready for migration. Which is obviously Galactic Punks, we have Space Toads, Lootopians and Lootopian Items, and Terra Meta Royales. So our plan here is to migrate any project which reaches out to us, and this way we're able to help that project get ready and launch on Terra Mainnet. We've introduced some ways for projects to rebuild their treasury. So NFT collections can set a migration fee. So it's sort of like paying gas to remint on the new chain. In the case of Galactic Punks, a 3 Luna fee has been set, which is a homage to the original mint price just after Coal 5, which is a nice touch. And you pay all those fees on Terra Mainnet. And the idea behind that will be that the team can then use those funds to hire developers and, you know, most importantly, build out the collection to try and bring some value to the holders. But yeah, that's just a quick summary.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe just very, very quickly, if you actually click on the tweet that is now pinned in the spaces, you will see that we've not only included the link, you know, where you can go to Illiquid Labs website and use the migration tool. But I've also recorded a quick tutorial on how to do that using some of my own NFTs. So if you have any questions, I think that video, it's just 4 minutes long. It's a very, very good place to start. But never hesitate to just tag either us at Galactic Punks or at Illiquid Labs to ask any questions you might have. And maybe at this point, I would stop. We can all, you know, look at the tweet and maybe some questions have already, you know, surfaced as to what we have just said about the migration. Or maybe someone has, you know, some comments before we continue on. So feel free to lift your head up or speakers, just go ahead.
Hi, Rebel DeFi here. I'm just watching your video just now, Karma. It looks pretty self-explanatory and yeah, I'm excited to give this a go. From what I've seen, we can like migrate a load of punks. Not that I've got a load of punks, but we can do multiple ones at the same time.
You can, yeah. I believe we've set a limit of 30 NFTs, but that's mainly just for queuing up the transactions. So the fees that you see are collapsible, so they'll add up a total for, you know, the number of NFTs you add for migration. I do actually see a couple of people migrating now, which is pretty cool to watch it live. You can do that on the third tab, which is see all migrations. So you can see who is migrating NFTs across and claiming them.
Yeah. So when it comes to the migration tool, what I have found is the best way to migrate is basically just go through all your wallets. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a very, very messy NFT collector, having NFTs just spread across various wallets. And by the way, the migration tool works beautifully with Ledger. I think Jack spent a couple of hours testing it today in all different ways, and it worked beautifully. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's just your hot wallet, your Degen, or an actual Ledger wallet, you can just go ahead and migrate. Do be advised, however, and this is, you know, specified in terms and conditions, this is a beta feature. This is not audited. This is something that we built, you know, as quickly as we reasonably could for the community, and it is not audited. So, you know, we have tested as best we could, but with beta features, you can never exclude some troubles or some bugs. Do feel free to report these to us, and we will try to fix them as soon as possible. But, you know, proceed at your own caution. And go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, from all the testing that we've done, we haven't found any issues. Obviously, we've tested with mobile, Ledger, obviously hot wallets. The main issue seems to be our API that we're using for actually pulling up your NFTs. It can get a little bit slow if there's lots of requests. So if the site is overloaded, it may take a little while for your NFTs to show up in your wallet. But just have a little patience and they will appear.
Yeah. And it's important to note that when you enter the Migrate NFT page, you will be shown all the NFTs available for migration at that particular time. So it will not be all the NFTs that you have in your wallet, because we can only migrate the collections that have given us consent to do so and work with us. So it only shows you the NFTs that you are allowed to migrate. And as more and more collections are added, we are in talks with some of the collections that have not yet decided but are deliberating. It might be worth it, even if you migrate some NFTs now, to check again maybe in a couple of days or even weeks, just to double check and make sure that everything that could have been migrated, you have indeed migrated. And if you have any NFTs that you cherish, it's also worth it to just check on Twitter of this collection under comms, if they have been added yet, or simply connect your wallet to this migration tool and it will automatically show you everything. So I found the best way to do it. I went through all of my wallets one by one and migrated obviously everything that I really wanted to migrate.
I'm just pulling up a few people to speak, but it seems that the connection's taken a little while.
Nothing rags like Twitter Spaces. Maybe while we wait for people to speak, I do see someone now. That GQ, feel free to go ahead.
Hey guys, this looks amazing. I just was curious what the process was like choosing which NFT projects to sort of include into the actual migration, because I haven't actually heard of some of them, like the Royals one. So just curious what that process was like.
Twitter Spaces is rugging us.
Oh no, I heard the question all right. So maybe for people who might have not heard it, the question is how we went about choosing projects to migrate and, you know, how we went about it, which were allowed to migrate. The answer is pretty simple. Any project that reaches out to us and, you know, proves that they are the team or they are the community that has taken over the project. You know, in some instances, the original founders of the project have either disappeared or they are no longer active. And if the community has then taken over the project, has formed a DAO and wishes to migrate to Terra 2.0, we will gladly help them. So far, there aren't that many collections, but that's mostly because these are all the collections that we could reach. Some of them have decided to migrate to other chains, So it makes no sense for them to be migrating to Terra 2.0. I believe Lunabulls are still refining their migration tool, for example, so it wouldn't have made sense for them to be migrating. On the other hand, some projects simply, we've tried on DMs to reach out to as many as feasibly possible, but some of them simply hasn't gotten back to us. And because this process involves reminting on a new chain, it would be very unfair and very, just unethical for us to proceed without agreement from the team, because we are basically, allowing users to do something with their collection that the founders might not have originally intended. Why, if there is a collection that you really wish to have to migrate, or even as some smaller artists have reached out to us that have created NFTs and one of ones on Talis, for example, or on other self-minters, and we might migrate these too. This is not a problem. It's just that the original founder or the original team must give us consent to do so.
So quick question for you. In terms of migrating using a wallet station, has that been tried and proven amongst yourselves? And the second part of the question is, has the migration to 2.0 been done because of liquidity and ease of trading?
That is a very good question. Apologies, Rekt V. You will go next. I have seen your hand being put up. So, Gutter. Basically, the reason why we are migrating in the first place, and you are right, I should have maybe started with this, is because long term, we as a team, as a Galactic Punks team, we see Terra 2.0 as the more viable chain to build upon. And this is not personal. If someone prefers to stay on Luna Classic, this is why we are giving them the chance. We are not forcing anyone to migrate. But for us as a team, we see Terra 2.0 as just long-term, more viable chain. We do not anticipate many teams building on Terra Classic, and we see Terra as the better foundation and ground for rebuilding going forward. Having said that, this is just the first step. We have been discussing this internally, and we see Galactic Punks going forward. I think the one good, good, if anything can be good in these circumstances, thing coming out of the DPEG and of this disaster, is that we are looking a little bit more on cross-chain and on Cosmos as a whole, as a sum of its parts. So as soon as NFT standards allowing us to travel across Cosmos and across IBC will be ready, because they are in the works, we will consider transferring Punks onto a new NFT standard that will allow you to be more interoperable within Cosmos. But for now, our team just sees Terra 2.0 as the more viable chain to be building upon.
And the second part of the question?
Do remind me what it was. Apologies.
Station Wallet. Have a number of people use Station Wallet to migrate, and is it going well?
Yeah, you mean Terra Station Wallet, right? The extension of Chrome. Yeah, absolutely. This is what we have tested with, and this is what we, be it with in connection with Ledger, or be it just as a hot wallet, that works perfectly. And that is actually what I'm using in the tutorial video that I have shared.
I haven't had a chance to see it, so thank you.
Yeah,
no problem.
You just need to make sure that you use either the mobile app or the browser extension. We had a couple of people who were trying to do it using the desktop app and just in browser, which won't work, unfortunately. The only way to do it will be using the extension or the mobile app.
Thanks for that heads up.
React V, would you like to go next?
If he's not here, I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Could you tell us a little bit, maybe you did before I got on, about Illiquid Labs, and maybe give us some confidence and trust?
Yeah, sure. I'll speak on that behalf.
Go ahead, Jack.
So we started building back in January before the crash happened. We received a grant to build infrastructure for NFTs, including peer-to-peer trading, a multi-sender, and we're also building NFT collateralized loans and also NFT raffles, which will be coming in the next couple of months. So all of our NFT contracts will be audited. Unfortunately, we haven't had time to get this contract audited, but we're very confident with this, just for the amount of testing that we've put in. And our developers are very, very good at what they do. I mean, I've been sending all my assets using our migrator, so I don't think I'd be sending mine if I wasn't confident in it. But yeah, as any startup, we need to prove ourselves, and hopefully we can do that over the next couple of months with building some pretty exciting tools and infrastructure on Terra and Cosmos.
That's helpful. And I see people here that I recognize, like Danku and Amitej and Anuthi. Do you guys all know each other and vouch for each other?
I'm going to just add a comment here that we do know each other. We do build in the same space, but I wouldn't ask anyone to vouch for me or vouch for anything I build. I think that's a bit of a slippery slope in this space that we have learned after the past months, that, you know, no matter how much you believe in something, no matter how much you're convinced that it will work out, you can never truly foresee the hardships or certain flaws that might arise in the future. So while I appreciate that question, I don't want to be putting anyone in a position to have to vouch for me. Maybe I will just add on the side of Illiquid Labs, I really, really appreciate your skepticism. I think we should all exercise way more of it. Like Jack mentioned, we have started building on Terra Classic, and all our contracts are right now being audited, but this migration tool just, you know, wasn't able to be audited in time. If you are anxious and would like to wait a little bit and see how it goes, if any bugs have resurfaced before migrating your assets, I encourage you to do so and just maybe wait a little bit, observe that tab that allows you to see how people are migrating their assets. Maybe simply start with a less valuable NFT than your, Terrarian royalty punk if you own one. And like this, you can sort of work yourself forward. It is also important to note that back on Terra Classic, even while our Terra ecosystem of NFTs was thriving, all of the infrastructure was completely unaudited. The only audited NFT contract to have ever been launched on Terra Classic was the Galactic Punk's staking contract. So to a certain extent, a lot of the NFT infrastructure on Cosmos and on Terra in particular has always operated on trust. And again, I think it's just very important to underline that and to know that we are doing everything at our own discretion. But I appreciate more questions and happy to answer all of them.
And I appreciate your comments on that. I come from a world where relationships, not trusting the product, I didn't mean, does Danku or Amitej trust your product? Just to speak to relationships, because that's how sort of business bonds form and trust develops. Right now, Illiquid Labs is a new name to me. And I think all learned from the whole Luna demise that we have to do our own due diligence.
If I can jump in here for a minute.
Hey guys. Not sure if anyone can hear me or not.
I can hear you. Oh. I was just going to add a comment to what Guardoc said, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. Go.
Sure.
Your space.
Sure. Rebel DeFi here again. I mean, as far as I'm aware, Illiquid Labs, I mean, that is Karma and Jack are totally involved with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. We're core team of Galactic Punks that branched off to build some more NFT infrastructure and tooling on Terra. I like to think we've proven ourselves building Galactic Punks, and this spin-off project that we're building is something that we've been thinking about for a long time, and it's a dream of ours to bring some really, really fun infrastructure and tools to Terra and Cosmos.
Absolutely.
Let's just move on, right? I mean, I myself, maybe after 3 months that the crash passed, sick and sad about people still thinking that somebody wants to rug anybody. No, everybody went through the same shit. Everybody lost a lot of money. Nobody here within the Terra community, besides the crash that happened, I think has seen anything negative Great question, but as I said, I think nobody here wants to get anybody hurt. We know what happened, and I would enjoy myself to just focus on next steps or product or whatever, instead of just going the same rabbit hole over and over again. Sorry to being a bit negative, but I mean, time to move on.
I want to look into the rabbit hole, Danku. I mean, I was just going to say, I have met Karma. I have met Jack as individuals, both doxed. I'm doxed myself, and I like Karma, and I like Jack. So yeah, let's move on. I've not met Danku yet, but I like him as well.
I'm an avatar, so living in the metaverse, I'm not there.
I've met him.
Hi, you're making me jealous. Before I get interrupted again, sorry about that. I got rugged before, I think, when you were inviting me to speak. Firstly, thank you very much for hosting the space. Really appreciate it. Amazing comment by Danku. Everyone has lost money. But if you guys want to make money again, don't forget to stake your Kuji with the Rekt validator. He's doing an amazing job. Coming on to my question. I just wanted to ask about the mint fee, the 3.6 Luna. Is that some? Where are those funds going to? And was that following a DAO vote or not? How does it work out? We are aware of the projects that moved cross chain, and they didn't charge any fee. So just wanted to clarify that.
I'll take that question. So we're charging 0.6 Luna at Liquid Labs just for development costs. So obviously we've built this platform and we've set up all the contracts and the ability to migrate NFTs across. So I think it's fair if we charge a fee for that development and getting those NFTs reminted on Terra Mainnet. As for the projects, that was a little way that we thought we could help projects rebuild their treasuries to allow them to carry on building. We live in a world where, unfortunately, it does normally take money to build stuff, to hire developers, to build their projects out. So Galactic Punks decided to choose Free Luna as their mint fee, as that's just a homage to the original mint that happened after the Coal 5 launch, which was Free Luna. At the time, about $100, but let's not think about that. Those were much better times, but we're on our way up again. I hope that answers the question. In terms of where the funds go, that we're going to treasuries, which teams have supplied us with.
Perfect. So a second question, sorry, just responding to that. My question is, why would communities want to invest further in projects when they've already invested in a project before? Say, for example, if I've already bought a GP for around $5,000 per se, when Luna was 100 and the GP was 50 Luna, I've already spent that amount of time. And if the project wasn't able to save enough treasury that it can give me another GP for free as a free mint on Terra 2.0, why would I trust the project again to, I know it's a very small sum, the 3 Luna, but why would I trust, I'm not just talking about GPs, but any project.
Why no, they don't, right? Just stay on Terra Classic, right? No problem.
Sorry, Danku, that question wasn't directed to you. It's directed to
Illiquidity.
It doesn't
matter. I mean, it's...
No, I don't appreciate you interrupting.
Just don't.
No, I agree. I agree, but please let me.
Okay, guys. This is getting a bit too heated. And let me just answer the question and we are going to wrap this up. I think this is a valid question. Coleman, you will go next. In general, all right, why should you be investing further funds in a project that has lost most of its treasury? I think that's a fair question. You can equally ask, why should you even be thinking about Terra 2.0 if you have already lost money on Terra Classic? Now, that is something that we all have to accept, investing in cryptocurrencies and being at the forefront of this technical development. Everything we do is at our own risk, and these are the risks that we have to accept and evaluate for ourselves. The question is, what is the alternative to charging and replenishing the treasury? I do believe that for some smaller projects that have smaller dev costs, it might be a viable you know, measure to just migrate with minimal fees or with no fees whatsoever, or even airdrop, and continue at a very like low scale and low end of effort, or just because the teams have no more funds. But in general, for every bigger NFT project, if you don't have a treasury to play with and cover developer costs with, your project is as good as dead, or will only continue to exist in a less active fashion, more as a piece of art than a social NFT PFP community. So you just need to ask yourself, if you are not willing to take that plunge, if you're not willing to keep investing and you would rather just keep the memory, this is why we are giving you the option to stay on Terra Classic. However, if you would like to contribute to the rebirth and to restarting development efforts, you have to take the step of, you know, contributing this small sum, which at the moment is, I believe, actually, is it like $5, I believe, per GP? I personally think that this is completely reasonable, but appreciate the question. And I think this is something that everybody just has to evaluate for themselves. And I can't tell them what the right decision is.
No, thank you. Thank you, Karma. I was just wondering, because as community members, we've already invested in the project and we would expect the project to keep us with them, whether they move to Terra 2.0, whether they go to Ethereum or wherever. We wouldn't expect them to slow rug us and leave them us behind if we've initially invested already, though. But really appreciate it. Thank you very much for the space.
Coleman, save me here, because next up I will say I'm also surprised that my BMW is not paying for my gas right now.
Because bang. You're ever the diplomat, mate. It's nice to hear some familiar voices. Hi, guys. Hi, Jack, Karma, Danku, everyone. I hope you're all keeping well. You know, I just want to thank you guys for making the migration as painless as possible. I've now moved all of my punks over. I'm very happy with the process and also extremely happy to pay the very, very small fee that you're asking. As a community member, even though I've invested previously, I have to be a realist about it. You know, at the end of the day, we're all completely fucked, for want of a better word. We've been ruined, and paying that little bit of fee so that you guys get some money in the treasury in order to develop the project further and potentially give value back to the NFTs that I've invested in previously. I'm really happy to do that. So yeah, that's just my point of view. And yeah, just thanks guys for just making it painless. And yeah, it's been nostalgic to use my ledger and use that wallet. I haven't touched it since that day. So it's been nostalgic.
Thank you, Coleman. Great. Like I felt so weird picking up my ledger again when I was testing and I was migrating. I have to admit, I even had to search for it for a second because I couldn't remember where it was, but it was a very nostalgic moment and it was a fun moment. Yeah, I think we should move on from this question. This is all, you know, fair discussion. This is exactly what the spaces is for. But in general, you know, even though it is a fair question, I think it's a very, very difficult thing in the NFT space. And I think this is what leads to a bit of a burnout for many teams, that many teams are just expected to magically produce, you know, ongoing yield for their communities, which is fair enough. If you invest in something, you would like for it to perform. But on the other hand, the teams are just people. And as much as I would like to know, you know, how to magically produce a new viable and thriving chain, I'm afraid that is still a bit further off when it comes to my capabilities. And all we can do is come together as a community, because this is what is left, harness the building spirit that is what we always loved about Terra, and decide for ourselves if we want to, you know, keep being a part of it or just leave it in the past and as a memory, be it a traumatic or a, you know, a very funny one. Yeah, I think that's fair enough. We are giving everybody this chance to choose. And for myself personally, when I think about the future of Terra and I think about the future of the collection, is the truth is that we have been through something absolutely unprecedented. And it's just very, very difficult. And yet, we are choosing to keep fighting, we are choosing to keep building. Will we ever attain the same valuations that we had, you know, when Terra was, what, 40 billion TVL and however, second, I think, by TVL in all the blockchain rankings? Possibly not anytime soon, maybe even never. But that's not the point. The point is to keep building, keep developing, and keep learning in a community that is better than just doing this alone. And that's how I see NFT communities. So now let's maybe move on to the next question. I believe it was Xulian who was next in line, but do correct me if anyone else joined before him.
Xulian, are you there?
Hey guys, is it my turn?
It is.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt anyone. Yeah, I had a couple questions. First, yeah, I do want to mention all that's being built and so on. If you guys want to keep building, Rekt Validator on Kujira is doing a lot of really cool stuff, so definitely stake with them. Apart from that, I do have a question on Liquid Labs kind of asking for the payment for the development. Did they not get a development fund on the new Terra chain? I'm just curious on how that's going on, transparency behind that.
Yeah, so we did, and that is for our roadmap for the products that we've listed on our light paper. So that's the NFT peer-to-peer swaps, that is the multi-sender, the raffles, and the loans. The migrator is something that we built just from request. It's not something we planned to build originally, and we've been putting a lot of time into preparing this, designing the UI, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious because I feel like a lot of projects, not only NFT projects, had to, you know, spend to migrate and to do all that, and are kind of just taking that on by themselves. I'm just curious why there's the need to kind of force the community into extra spending there, and it just feels different.
Yeah. Well, everyone is entitled to their opinion. I mean, having to remint on another chain does require the user to pay fees as well. If you remint on Ethereum, you have to pay gas fees, which does equate to a couple of dollars. So that also is an issue.
Yeah, but the gas fees aren't going back to the project. You're justifying it as a fee needed to the project, whereas projects are kind of taking on that migration cost on their own and just letting the users wait until they can have cheap fees for that initial cost of using a blockchain. It's a different cost.
Yeah, that's completely fair. But the many projects we spoke to had literally zero treasury. So it's very, very difficult for them to be able to migrate without any funds. So this is one way that we thought we might be able to do it.
We seem to keep spinning in the circle of why do we charge anything for any migrations or any tools ever? I think the answer is to see this long-term or short-term. Could we have charged absolutely nothing and fallen back onto the emergency grant that we got from Terra Money for, by the way, completely different things that we were building? Yes, technically we could have. But we have done the calculations of how long our, basically the emergency funding will allow us to build for. And spending that on the migration tool and on the dev tooling and costs, you know, design costs, UI costs, would have lessened the time that we can keep building other stuff on Terra. So the question at the end of it is, are you looking at this short term? Okay, do we want to not charge users anything? Maybe. But if charging them a little bit actually allows us to build long term and contribute to the development of NFTs on Cosmos long term, I see this as the more viable options, and this is why we went with this. Everything is always a trade-off, and this was the one that we have chosen to go with. If we weren't charging for things like this, once Illiquid Labs would have launched, the normal fees for users for use of, you know, other, let's say, tooling, be it peer-to-peer swaps, be it multi-senders, would have been hiked up. So I personally just see this as a trade-off and really disagree with the white or black categorization of, you know, what you are presenting right now. This is the decision we had to choose for our platform, and I will stand behind it. The emergency tooling grant, the emergency funding grant that we got from Terra Money, we are doing updates on how we are using that and where we are in the scheme of things, both to the council on a private basis and to the community in form of Twitter threads, so that we are being kept accountable for the money that we are spending. That would be my question to the comment, my answer to the comment.
Permission to jump in here?
I do not see who is asking, so I can't really say, but I would say go ahead.
So this Scooter Doc again. I just would like to, I'm past it. I'm happy to pay the fees to migrate. I want to understand how Cosmos was chosen as a potential target, and what the rationale was to, as opposed to, say, Ethereum. Just want to understand.
Okay, this is very quick. Like I said, we have been building this, and I'm now speaking on behalf of Liquid Labs, unless you're asking about GP, which, you know, please do correct me. But for both projects, the choice of Cosmos was just simply due to A, the fact that we have been building on it from the start and on Terra from the start. So it's just a natural continuation of how we started and where we wanted to be building. And B, because as a team and as a group of our developers, this is the ecosystem that we are, you know, most excited about and just have the skills to be building within it. The choice of the correct blockchain to build upon always has to, you know, include the trade-offs in developer tooling. And if you have a group of just four people, like it is the case for Illiquid Labs, we can't just choose any blockchain we want, because we are always limited by the skills of our developers and the you know, coding languages that they are familiar with.
Fair enough. I just didn't understand how that came about, and I thought it would be helpful to understand. I didn't understand that Illiquid Labs was sort of Cosmos-based prior to creating this migration tool. Is that correct?
Dude, oh my God.
Yes, yes. We have been building on Terra and on Cosmos from the start, so we are just continuing what we've started. And we are building on Cosmos simply because Cosmos has very little NFT tooling. So we are building something that doesn't exist yet.
Thank you.
Hey, so this is Sax. I had a quick question. Great job on the migration, by the way. Just what's the best place to view the punks after the migration?
Great question. So you can just stay on the Liquid Labs, and on the tab My Migrations or All Migrations, you will always see your migrated NFTs. In the My Migrations tab, you know, the upper part is where the NFTs that you haven't claimed yet are displayed, and the lower part of the page will always display all your successfully migrated NFTs.
Got it. Are you working with like Random Earth or Nowhere Art or even the, like the new Pulsar Finance to get the punks up and tradable on Terra too? That'd be awesome.
Yes, absolutely. We have been in very close cooperation with Random Earth. Just like, you know, mimicking that free Luna minting fee, we are trying to basically start again and rewrite the history of it. Just like that, we would have loved to launch on Random Earth first, because that was originally our secondary marketplace, you know, on Terra, back when there was no NFT tooling at all. We would have loved to do that this weekend, but sadly, their team has been a bit delayed. They need a little bit more time to make some front-end upgrades, but I believe they will be launching very soon, and that should be the case. We are also, you know, in communication with all the other NFT marketplaces on Terra. But, you know, let's be honest, the liquidity right now will remain quite low for the foreseeable future. And when it comes to Pulsar Finance, yes, we have already reached out to them. And, you know, they are a great team. If you haven't checked their dashboard out yet, I encourage you to do so. It looks really, really beautiful. And now we just must wait for it to be a bit more populated.
Yeah, Pulsar is awesome. I'll just say one more thing and then I'll drop off. I'd say it's pretty clear anybody with like a wreck bull face or a terrible face is, you know, here for ulterior motives. So I'd probably kick them if I were you, if you want this space to go well.
Okay. That's not true for all of us. I just want to say that that guy and his opinions is not a representation of the ball club or the baby balls whatsoever. Not at all.
That's, you know, no hard feelings. I think with spaces like this, the entire point is to answer hard questions. And some people just see things differently, and that's entirely all right. I don't think we should be seeing this as, you know, anyone being overly hostile. I think sometimes in spaces, things come across a bit worse than they are intended to, at least, you know, on my part as well. I think that's entirely fair. We are all still quite achy from everything that has happened, and I think we will be for a while. So let's just see it on the better side. Good questions, challenging questions are always good, but let's maybe not beat the dead horse.
Why doesn't have Twitter Spaces have like a facepalm emoji? I'm missing that one right now. And you guys are way too kind here. This is one of the craziest spaces I've ever been to. Oh man, this is crazy. Okay. Just relax, everybody, and enjoy. None of those people here are bad people. They are kind people. They do their best. And by surprise, people need to pay something for build something. Wow, crazy.
Yeah, I know. How dare you charge something for building something? Yeah, I know. Absolutely groundbreaking concept. But, you know, upwards and onwards.
I believe Rekwolf had their hand up next.
Hey, I wasn't going to talk about the fee at all. And by the way, Sax, you know, the Rekwolf co-founders are part of the GP ambassador team and heavily invested in the project and really big fans of GPs as a whole. So, I don't know, maybe some of them had questions on the fees. Anyways, moving on, I would like to congratulate y'all on the migration. Super excited about this. Finally, we'll get to move to Terra 2.0, our Galactic Punks. I think it's really cool. The tool is super neat as well. And I only wanted to make one point. I think that was raised by Gooder Doc is why Terra 2.0. I think Terra 2.0 for Galactic Punks is the best decision. And even in hindsight now, it still is the best decision. If you look at other projects that are moving or have moved already to another chain, it hasn't been very successful. And admittedly, the market, the NFT market is very tricky. Right now, and you know, there's not a lot of volume, as Karma mentioned. So for me, in retrospect, and I think the decision was made pretty early on to move to Terra 2.0, it was the correct decision. And I'm looking very much forward to seeing how, you know, this Terra 2.0 system will be built out by the OG Terra and now OG Terra 2.0 collection, which is the Galactic Punks. So I think the good thing now is there's no more competition, right, on Terra 2.0. It's really Galactic Punks is kind of the premier flagship collection, and it will live on. So I'm super excited about this. And I think every one of us that's on this spaces, although maybe we don't like Terra 2.0 for whichever reason, you know, I think there's still that pain there. We're all still vested, right? I think we all have some Luna. You know, if you stake some or if you lost some, you probably got the airdrop that's vested. So it will be good that the system thrives in the future. And I'm hoping that Galactic Punks plays a big part in there. It was just a comment. There's no questions. But yeah, keep on the good work and looking forward to the future.
Thank you. I had a corollary question to the discussion before on Luna Bulls. I had a fair number of Luna Bulls as well as Galactic Punks, so I'm wondering if people understand what's happening with Luna Bulls.
Coleman, if you would like to, you know, grab this, and this spaces is basically to update on other projects as well, so feel free to go ahead and, you know, give a short pitch. I do remember that baby bulls are splitting away from the pack. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be completely honest. I don't have a lot to contribute in terms of news, in terms of developmental news for Lunar Balls or what is now the Ball Club, other than the fact that we are moving to Solana and, you know, we're making great strides in that respect. The website went live, as far as I know, 3-4 days ago. But I think it's fairly common knowledge that I took project lead on the Baby Balls project because we decided that that project was going to have more of a chance at flourishing over on Polygon, what with the fact that they are geared up towards P2E gaming, which is the direction we wanted to go anyway with the Baby Balls. So, yeah, I mean, as far as the Baby Balls is concerned, I'm quite happy, you know, to talk about that. But other than what I've just said, you know, that we're migrating to Polygon around mid-August, we have got some developmental funding through from Polygon Studios, which has been amazing. Yeah, we, you know, other than that, I can't really say too much on the Ball Club, other than what I've just said, that they are, you know, in the process of migrating to Solana and also continuing on the roadmap that we, you know, that they had in place over on Terra. So, you know, nothing is lost in terms of, you know, the development of the project in the direction that it was going in. So, I mean, hopefully that answers your question a bit. I'm sorry I can't be a little bit more specific for you.
No, that's helpful. I just wasn't aware.
No, it's cool. I mean, the information's out there. I mean, it's all over Discord and Twitter and everything else. I mean, they are very, very actively updating the community. And I mean, if you come into the Baby Balls Discord, you're quite welcome there. I am absolutely active on a daily basis in there. Probably somewhat too active, to be fair. But yeah, you're more than welcome over there. Just pop in anytime. And yeah, I'm happy to update you, or just fire me a DM. I'm happy to update you on what's going on. No problem at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see Ripple with his hand up as well.
Hello again, guys. Without wanting to open up previous discussions we've had on this thread, thinking of the future, it's my understanding Galactic Punks got an emergency funding grant as well. So what's the roadmap going forward? Is there anything you can sort of say on that?
Yeah, so obviously we want to relaunch, well, I'm sorry, I'm talking for the Liquid League account, but we want to relaunch the DAO on Terra mainnet. So we're going to go for a complete redesign of the structure. We're going to relaunch our infrastructure for DAO voting. So I believe a couple of people were able to try that out before the crash. I think we launched maybe two weeks before, which was quite unfortunate. But yeah, we're going to migrate the governance, the on-chain governance over, as well as add some more features to that to allow people to put forth proposals so we can start to really build back the DAO that we had on Terra Classic, but better. And apart from that, we do have plans. We don't want to share them just yet. You know, don't spoil it too soon. But yeah, there'll be more to come very, very soon. We just want to make sure we have everything in place beforehand.
Sure. So just sort of following up on that, the remint fee, is that going into the DAO?
So the DAO has roughly 100k that we managed to save when the crash happened. That's currently sitting on Ethereum, and once we reset the DAO up on mainnet, we will transfer that back to its home on Terra. We'll probably do a vote with the DAO so how they want to split that, maybe for safety. You know, 50% Ethereum, 50% on Terra. But the team itself, we had a team development fund which we had and that basically went to zero. So we reached out to the grant to try and build back some funds to allow us to hire developers to obviously work on Terra mainnet. And we introduced this fee just to try and boost the treasury a bit more so that we can start to do some more elaborate things. As you know, the liquidity on Terra mainnet is going to be relatively low. So by building back our funds, we'll be able to start doing some fun and interesting things to hopefully bring more people onto the chain and more people into the community.
I actually also wanted to add the note. Sorry, I couldn't unmute myself before. I wanted to just add a note to the community and emergency funding for GP from before. So the first payment of the emergency funding was done on June the 17th. And I just wanted to add that because we haven't migrated yet, because we haven't really added to the roadmap yet, we haven't spent a cent of the emergency funding. So it's not like we've been taking these funds. The team has actually not, you know, gotten a cent from that. And we will only be taking these payments alongside mods and community members that will be onboarded to the project and will be paid for their contributions. So we have been very much waiting for this migration as a milestone to restart and basically to then reinvest this emergency fund as we go on the new chain. Just as a, you know, byline.
Cool. Thank you for your response.
All right. Anyone else with their hand up? Please feel free to use emojis to react as well, just because I do not see anyone. Jack, do you see anyone with their hand up?
Let me ask a question then, if that's fine. How do you see right now the NFT space, in which direction to go, right? I think in general, Web3 right now is hurting. It's a bit down for us in the Terra ecosystem. Everybody was involved, maybe a little bit more. Karma and Jack, you know that us three had amazing discussions, even in person, about this topic. And do you think something on the bigger scale has changed for you guys? And even now with the reboot, something that you want to maybe include or change in general in terms of your approach?
Yeah, Jack, do you mind if I go first?
Sure.
So yeah, Danko, we've had some very, very interesting discussions. At some point when we met, like me and Danko, it almost I was never this close to like fist fighting anyone. And I think that was like, you know, a very, very esteemed title that you've earned. Our discussions about NFTs have always been very heated. But there is only love and fashion involved in that. I think generally, you know, we are in a very difficult situation, and I don't want to be sugarcoating this. You know, Terra 2.0 is very burdened by the circumstances of its birth, and I do not think it's going to be easy. We are in the depths of bear market. The NFT liquidity is pretty bad everywhere. There is a little bit of a resurgence of original art and one-of-ones, but that's not something that we've had in a meaningful way on Cosmos yet. The way I see this going, at least for the foreseeable, let's say, year, I think we will keep fighting with pretty low liquidity. I think that's just something we have to accept and adapt to this, which is, you know, one of the points why it's so important to secure a little bit more of runway and then on the lean side, try to keep developing in some meaningful way so that once things start picking up again, the infrastructure and the foundation is there to actually rebuild a meaningful NFT space. What I mean by that is we should take this opportunity to rethink and discuss and build what was missing. Even back when Terra NFT space was thriving, we haven't had, like, you know, we are building now, we haven't had safe OTC deals. We haven't had any collateralization of NFTs. We haven't had raffles, NFT messaging, things that are very, very self-explanatory on some other chains like Solana or Ethereum. We just haven't, we weren't as far yet. And I think it's a brilliant way to bolster the development to ensure that it's easier to use NFTs in more ways than just buying and selling on marketplaces. And I think many people are seeing that, and that's something that we are trying to build towards. We've obviously also seen that Cosmos itself is branching out and trying to create these pockets of communities for NFTs, like, for example, the Stargaze Zone. And I think, you know, that's a brilliant thing. Another thing that is being built right now, as I mentioned before, are these interoperable NFT standards. So just a new ICS standard that would allow you to bridge and move your NFTs in a bit more of an interoperable way within the IBC. All those things is something that we can concentrate on and build during the bear market. In order to have that infrastructure foundation to then maybe, you know, develop a bit quicker and just have more things to do with NFTs, make it a little bit more fun. And on the other hand, and I think that's something that we will, you know, start seeing very soon, there are some really exciting projects in development. I'm personally very, very much not a fan of, oh, redacted, this and this will be coming soon. But I genuinely can't share something that another team is working on and hasn't released yet. But personally, for Terra, I see, not just in NFTs, but also in many other use cases, a little bit of a back to basics approach, obviously, and concentrating on onboarding more normie users, more creators, and making it easier for them. So not just visual content, but maybe also writers, DAOs that help with, you know, decentralizing IP, intellectual property management. There are some really interesting things going on to develop these standards and develop frameworks that would allow us to build something like this. Also frameworks for mutable and evolving NFTs. So basically just new token standards for Cosmos. And I think that's going to be brilliant, but it's going to take a long time, which is why we need to slow down and take this, you know, long-term wise. Sorry, this was a very long answer, but this is a very difficult question.
Just to add to Karma's point, I think NFTs are the perfect onboarding tool to, you know, the Web3 space. Galactic Punks was a prime example of this. And we've seen the NFT space evolve, and it's, you know, we're getting new users every day. Yes, liquidity is low in the crypto markets, but new companies, big companies are jumping on the NFT space and they're bringing new users with them. So we've seen Hello Kitty, you know, which is a huge brand, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all these things coming to the crypto space and kind of joining this NFT landscape, which means more people in crypto. Ultimately, that's good. And that's how I see Galactic Punks 2.0 or Galactic Punks on Terra 2.0. It is not really to promote Galactic Punks because they are already the flagship project on Terra 2.0 and on Terra as well. I see them as a community to onboard people to Terra 2.0. I think that will be the key, is to promote the chain as much as possible, or try to onboard people to Terra 2.0 as much as possible. That should be really the big focus of GPs, right? It should be like, you know, you need to onboard to Terra 2.0 because XYZ, not because we are GPs and we're cool as an NFT project. It has to be because the chain is good. And I don't know, Karma seems to have plenty of ideas on, you know, upcoming projects on how to promote education and onboarding of these users. But I think GPs as an NFT project will be instrumental in onboarding folk to Terra 2.0, because if you have more people on Terra 2.0, well, you'll have more NFT buyers. And I think that's a good thing at the end of the line.
Thank you for adding that, Berserker. Bezrap, I see you just put your hand up.
Hey guys. I had a question. So by looking at it in long term, we knew that Terra Classic had one small problem, that was the small community. And that was, from one side, a big advantage because it allowed us literally to know each other, to build a lot, and also to create a really, really cool community. But then it was very also a big limitation. And the question here is, isn't it an opportunity long term that the Terra 2.0 actually now it's more part of the Cosmos ecosystem, and we are solving that part of the problem that we had previously of having a small community, and now we actually are gaining access to more people, to more chains, and that can slowly help like all the Cosmos chains, and especially the Terra 2.0, to be more integrated and also to communicate a bit better between them. And that also could help long-term also the NFTs.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea, is once the ICS 721 standard is introduced, we'll be able to utilize that with our contracts, and people will be able to send NFTs anywhere in the Cosmos, pretty much, which is going to be super exciting to see. And like you said, it's going to bring in a load more liquidity. It's going to just open up so many opportunities. And also issues, or not issues, but problems to get around. with like Secret Network, for example. Imagine if you could send an NFT there and you have features on Secret Network which you don't have on any other chain. So you can start to embed hidden messages and hidden content on Secret Network NFTs and then send it to a different chain, and then that same data doesn't exist there or isn't available there. It's just, there's so much variety that we can now or will be able to tap into. So it's going to be really exciting in the future to see what happens.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Sorry to be the thing that hosts. Oh, sorry, Bessa, go on, please.
Well, are you dropping something else again? Please.
It's a celebration, V. It's a celebration.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I just wanted to ask the same question that I actually asked One Planet, because when One Planet came over to the AMA, I'm not sure which projects are migrating. I'm just having a look at this tweet, and it mentions Galactic Punk, Swamp, and Lutopians, and Terra Materials, and there will be more projects in the future. And considering the remint fee, will illiquidly make sure that those funds are actually going towards the project development and not just for the project founders or the core team to have some more money. I put the same question to One Planet, and they talked about that they're going to be giving money to the projects, I think as 25% initially, but they had a certain way in which they're going to release funds, and they're not going to give 100% funds. That specific project has to meet certain milestones in order to get the funds released. So is illiquidly going to do something like that, or not really? Because this is going to be the project deciding how much money they want to remint on the next chain.
Jack, do you want to go, or should I?
You can take this one if you want.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to be honest, we haven't actually considered withholding funds and basically functioning as some sort of, you know, basically like an escrow withholding funds, almost like I believe Magic Eden and some other marketplaces do that with mints as well, where they withhold the funds, I believe, for a few days or something. I'm not sure how very effective that is. But to be fair with you, I do not see how a four-person team could be expected to, you know, also act as a manager for how the other teams are spending their funds. I think it's a little bit more much to ask. On the other hand, I agree with you that this would certainly help with holding these teams accountable in some way, shape, or form. But it leads to the further question of how would you define the milestones for releasing the funds? Like, at what point, what gives us the right to decide when a project is shipping or when it isn't? I think that's a very good question, though, and something we haven't really discussed yet, Jack, have we?
No, it is a very good idea. But once again, even with the likes of withholding funds, projects can still rug. They can still slow rug. We've seen it on Magic Eden all the time. They hold funds and projects will just basically do nothing. So, you know, no matter how you do it, there's always issues.
No, I agree with you guys. I understand. It is a bit too much to expect, but at the same time, it is quite a bit of responsibility when you're putting yourself in that position that you're assisting the remint. And for those, I mean, those communities might be trusting that project because they're reminting with illiquidly too. So in part, you guys do have that responsibility as well, because your name will be associated. It is only associated as a facilitator for the remint. However, if a project does get significant mint fees and they do rug, thanks for the answer. Completely understand it's early days, and like you guys said, it's just a team of four people. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, again, like, completely fair question. We only discuss it in so far that when you actually go to the migration tool and you are shown the disclaimers that you have to accept to proceed, we did include a disclaimer that, you know, we are not responsible for how the teams manage the funds from the migration, just because, yeah, we didn't see how we could potentially control that. And we just simply don't have the bandwidth to do so. I think this is something that we should certainly discuss, especially with the escrowed funds from the migration. But I wouldn't want to promise anything. And I personally would never want to be put in a position where I have to guarantee for someone else's progression, basically. I think it should still be left to the users whether they decide to migrate the NFTs because they believe in the team or not. If you just want to keep the NFT as your, you know, in your ownership, you can still do that on Terra Classic. I do not foresee that chain being halted or stopped anytime soon.
I can see CK with his hand up.
Yes, hi everyone. Just want to say it feels really good to see this community key in the space again. I have two little questions. So I remember before the crash, on Randomverse, it was really on fire. There was so much activity on the marketplace. I was looking every day, the new punks available and stuff. And well, of course, after the crash on Terra Classic, there was still two or three punks for sale, but it was very slow and with some weird 10-digit Luna numbers price. So yeah, do you think after the migration, it will create a new, it will revive a little bit the marketplace opportunities? And if there is no momentum, is there any chance, any plan B that maybe GPs will be seen one day on Stargaze or Stash of Secret Networks, things like that? If not, is there any side project ideas? I remember you spoke about spaceships. Is this still something? Will it happen? Will it be on Luna 2 or will it be on other chains like Stargaze or Secret Network or others? Thank you.
Yeah. So first part of the question, I think if Terra 2.0 doesn't have any meaningful NFT liquidity, it's very likely to think, especially as we've discussed, because we will be moving to an interoperable interchain IBC standard at some point, it's very likely to think that none of the Cosmos will have any meaningful, you know, I'm just saying hypothetically in that situation, it's very likely that the entirety of Cosmos will continue to have low NFT liquidity for the foreseeable future, even though, you know, I wish it was different. I think we have to see this realistically and, again, just prepare for building accordingly. The second part of the question, when it comes to, you know, parts of the roadmap and some of, I think we should see the roadmap with the collapse of Terra as basically finished and done. And this is very finished and done in terms of being disrupted and interrupted. Not all things can be picked up where they left off. It's actually very, very sad because, you know, we spent months working on some pretty big stuff, most of which wasn't even announced yet, building it up to the point where it was nearly ready for launch. But these things basically just dissolved with the UST peg. When it comes to the spaceships, for example, the DAO has voted on which company basically to hire for spaceships. This company has been paid the advance payment to start working on it, and the designs were basically ready to be shared with the DAO at the time of DPEG. Now, it makes no sense for us to proceed with this project because, A, the remaining funds that were still outstanding for the team would have taken a bigger chunk of the treasury than it's reasonable at this moment. And B, the entire idea of spaceships was hinged on the idea of them being metaverse compatible. So we had multiple metaverses building on Terra before the DPEG. One of the ones that was most familiar to most people was the Lunaverse. And we've worked very, very hard with their engineers to ensure that the designs that were being produced could then be assembled in real life and in real time in their in the engine that they were using. Because they are moving away from building on Terra and there is no single metaverse builder right now on Terra, it makes absolutely no sense to be continuing with that point of the roadmap. And I think what we really need to do is, again, migrate first, establish a secondary market, nurture the community, and also ensure, now that we have migrated, that the community members that are, you know, actively contributing to the project and helping it grow, that they are incentivized and rewarded in some way. Like, for example, as far as I know, Rectwolf, for example, does different bounties and in this way incentivizes not only research, but certain, you know, meme competitions. And this is something that we really want to adopt, just maybe in like a more, you know, expanded way with a bigger team of people that form the core DAO decisions, simply because our collection is much bigger. I think that's the first step. And I have moved far away from promising anything at this point. We certainly have the treasury to start new projects and ensure that we keep building, ensure that some exciting things, you know, keep being built on Terra. But we need to do that in a more community, horizontally spread way via a workload that does not only concern the core team, because the core team simply cannot work on Galactic Punks full-time anymore. It's just not economically viable. We all have to have other jobs in order to combat this dwindling liquidity. That's a short and honest answer.
Hi, Kamas. Sorry, just had another question. In regards to, like you mentioned, liquidity on Terra 2.0, and if there's less liquidity, obviously, you might have to move. So when you remint on Terra 2.0, will those GPs be compatible to move elsewhere across the cosmos if there's a need?
So the contract itself is upgradable once the ICS 721 standard launches. And when that happens, anyone will be able to move their NFTs anywhere. Like, it's completely decentralized. So as long as our contracts are deployed on those other Cosmos chains, which we'll make sure they will be, you'd be able to move your NFT anywhere and trade it anywhere. So it'd be pretty cool to see some aggregators which cover all of the Cosmos chains. A little bit of, you know, project advice there, if anyone wants to build it, would be pretty cool. As well as an actual place to be able to transfer NFTs from. That doesn't exist yet. And that infrastructure is going to have to be built. So yeah, there's a lot that can be done on Cosmos, but we've got to wait until that standard comes available for us to be able to utilize it.
Yeah, thank you for that. That makes sense. And I was just wondering, if you move on to Terra 2.0 and 2 months later, there's not enough liquidity, and then you say, oh gosh, we have to move across elsewhere to the Cosmos, and then it's another remint, people might not be very happy, but you've already thought about it and covered it. So thank you.
Yeah, if you want, you can think of the fee being charged as reminting on all 47 Cosmos chains, which I think is quite an affordable price. Not to dig or anything. That was supposed to be a joke. But
no, I get it. I'm glad Danko's not here to interrupt me or call me off again.
No, we seriously appreciate all of the, you know, the questions and concerns. Everyone has different viewpoints, and you know, we wanted to try something slightly different. And not, you know, not all people will agree with it, unfortunately, but that's just how the world works.
Hi guys, can I just come in with another question, please? I was looking at the migration tool, and it looks like if we start the migration, we've then got 6 months to complete the migration, otherwise we're going to lose our NFT that we like put into it. But if we leave our punk on Classic, can we migrate at any stage, or is there a sort of going to be a hard stop at some stage in the future?
So our plan so far is to leave the migrator tool open for the foreseeable future. We haven't decided on any hard dates to close it. So as long as Terra Classic keeps running, we can keep running this migrator. So, you know, in 6 months' time, if someone thinks, okay, the price of Luna is like 10 cents, it's only going to cost me 30 cents now to migrate a punk, then you could do that. But obviously that's not financial advice, so
obviously, yeah, of course, we don't give financial advice. Excellent. Thank you very much, Jack.
Yeah, and just to quickly clarify why there is like this 6 months. So basically, you have 6 months to claim your NFT on Terra once you have migrated it. So the 6 months like counts from the moment you've migrated it. And this is simply because, you know, it's often the case, for example, with validators. Even with when a validator shuts down, many people don't unstake. Some people just, you know, stake something or do something and then go away, or they get shaken out of the markets. I don't know, mentally just clock out and do not want to look at it anymore. And these funds are then basically trapped and calcified in contracts where no one can really remove them from. Now, we want to avoid the situation in which people have migrated to Terra 2.0 but haven't claimed their NFTs. And we just have to basically keep them in this escrow contract forever. And, you know, they are missing from the collections. There isn't really anything to do with them, which is why there is this cutoff on 6 months. And if you haven't claimed after 6 months, we will just take these NFTs and raffle them off to community. All right. Any further questions?
Hey, just wanted to make a quick comment on the claiming the NFT. If anyone's ever, I guess, bridged funds before, it's the same thing. It's you sign a transaction to send it to the escrow contract, and then you wait a little bit, and then the site asks you to then do the second part on the new chain to claim your NFTs. It's not like a separate, you have to wait X amount of time, a couple of days later to claim your NFTs. It's right there if you want to claim it in the same group of transactions. So it's not like a separate process to claim your NFT.
All right. I think we did cover most of the questions. Again, like if anything, you know, just happens in between, or basically you just need help with any of the transactions, you can either just reach out on DM, on Discord, or basically just tag Illiquid Labs on Twitter and we will do our best to help.
When you say reach out on Discord, do you mean in the Illiquid Labs Discord or GP Discord or DMs?
And if anything works, we are a pretty tight family at this point. I think everybody can recognize us. But there is a Illiquid Labs Discord. And you can even, if you would like us to look at your basically a problem in detail, you can also open basically a support ticket. And we can then chat with you privately and resolve this as soon as possible.
This has been an epic space. You guys are shilling Illiquid Labs in a galactic punk space, man. Come on. We're punks for life.
Yeah, we are a bit guilty of that. But I'm going to be honest, we really wanted to instead of basically building a proprietary, you know, a re-minter with Galactic Punks, we thought it makes much more sense to build one with Illiquid Labs, which is an NFT tooling project, and then just allow anyone who really wants to add their contract and migrate with us. But yeah, this is mostly about migration, obviously. There is going to be, you know, just a little bit of an adjustment, I think, as this collection migrates. We see that it's very, very slow, and there is like over 10,000 pieces to be migrated. It's actually going to be very, very interesting to see how many are migrated in which, you know, time frame. Just to compare it, back when we had punk staking, out of the 10,921 NFTs, I think within just a month or maybe 5 weeks, I think 7,000 were staked. So that was actually an incredible proportion of active users. I think in many bigger collections, it's the case that many people buy it, send it to a ledger and forget it, or just are not really willing to toy with it too much. So the 7,000 staked punks certainly exceeded our expectations. I do not think that we will see 7,000 migrated anytime soon, but maybe, you know, in a few months over time. And, you know, a few questions before, someone asked, you know, how we see, you know, the tooling on Terra Classic developing, on how long we plan to support the migration. I think that's a difficult question because we don't know how Terra Classic will, you know, continue developing. It's also quite a difficult chain to be supporting right now because everything is just buggy and breaks all the time. But just on the point of punk staking, we are going to keep it live, of course, for the foreseeable future. There are still thousands of punks, still staked. If you want to migrate, unstake it. Even if you don't want to migrate, unstake your punk from punk staking on Terra Classic, because we are not going to be airdropping anything with that staking tooling anytime soon. And if you're not aware, staking works basically by you transferring your NFT into an escrow contract. So if you're staking something, it's not technically in your wallet. It's always better to own these assets outright if you're not using them for anything currently. So do go, do unstake, either migrate with us, which we will obviously appreciate because we're excited to build on Terra 2.0, or if you prefer to just stay on Terra Classic, do so. But consider unstaking simply so that the punk is actually in your wallet.
Rebel, before you go next, I just got to add one thing. So in terms of actual DAO infrastructure on Terra 2.0, most projects were using GravDAO as their token gatekeepers. So with the DAO on Terra Mainnet, we will have to re-enable that token gate in the future once GravDAO relaunch. We spoke to them last week, and they're predicting sort of 2 weeks until they've launched. So you will, for a short period of time, lose access to the DAO. But unfortunately, there's not much we can do there. The teams are working very, very hard to get that launched. Sorry, Rebel, you did have your hand up if you wanted to speak.
Thanks, Jack. One thing I just came to mind again was, and I read this, I think it was on the Punks Discord, and it stressed me out at the time, but I didn't send any messages about it. I think I read something about migrated punks, like glitch punks, might be getting fixed, like fixed in inverted commas. I just want to clarify that, like, glitches are still going to be glitches. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we made a couple of upgrades to the Galactic Punks contract when we launched it on Terra Mainnet. So the main or one issue was the token ID. When it was minted on Random Earth back in October, there was a long string of numbers which had no relation to the actual token ID or the like the actual Galactic Punk number. So let's say I had Galactic Punk 101. The token ID had no correspondence to that. So we've updated that. So if you check the metadata, you'll see that your token ID is now correct or matches your Galactic Punk number. And in terms of the Galactic glitch trait, that still exists, but we have actually added it to the metadata now. So when you check your metadata, you'll see the Galactic glitch trait.
Okay. So what does it say? Someone's got like a messy pink or pink messy. Is that still going to be sort of muddled up? Or am I going to have a glitch that the hair suddenly appears on it now?
So the hair never existed on it in the first place, which is why the glitch exists. So with this, we've been able to change the metadata so it says Galactic glitch instead of messy pink, because that obviously that hair trait doesn't exist.
So glitches are now one. There's no sort of glitch rarity anymore. It's just glitches.
Yeah, it's still a trait. So you'll have Galactic glitch, yes, or Galactic glitch, no, basically. So it is a rarity trait, but it's calculated exactly the same as how all of the like the rarity tools were doing on Terra Classic. So nothing should have changed.
Yeah, and maybe just to add why we've decided to do that. The previous glitch, I mean, obviously glitch, was a mistake that happened during the mint. And it was actually very, very difficult to integrate with secondary marketplaces because of it. Because everything had to be custom rerouted in and being considered in the rarity. So changing this into one overall glitch asset trait makes it much, much easier to implement and integrate with the upcoming platforms, secondary marketplaces, and some of the trouble that we've had in the past with integrations should not be coming up again.
Thanks for your response on that. Cheers.
So, sorry, guys. I just wanted to mention, you guys might be taking away something that the Glitch GP community actually really enjoyed, but that's just something that I think, if you're changing it all to a generic Galactic glitch thing.
Yeah, I mean, I, yeah, Yeah, I thought maybe we should take this discussion to Discord because I think it'll go on for a while. I've definitely got more to sort of say on this one.
I'm really sorry, by the way. I'm not a GPDAM member. Don't kill me, guys.
We got to boot this guy. Get him out. Get him out.
Any more questions?
Yeah, he's fighting just so the floor goes down and he can pick one up. That's his strategy, by the way. He does this all the time.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm after Jack's cat head.
Yeah, I'm no matter how much you fud, I'm not going to sell it. Good try, though.
Okay. Can I leave the space with a positive consideration about Terra 2.0 and this migration? I was thinking that in the end, on Terra Classic, we as NFT projects, we were quite in the shadow of the DeFi, and we never actually had enough attention or the deserved attention that we could have. And I think now with Terra 2.0, it's an occasion for all those projects that will migrate or that will build on Terra 2.0 to drive the growth of the chain and also to take a bigger portion of the growth and also of the community and so on. So I think there is there an opportunity. Not sure, okay, the development of Terra 2.0 in the next 3-5 years, but it will not be so much in the shadow of DeFi how it was in the past.
Yeah, we hope that Terra can really rebuild just in a different direction. We know now that TFL are still building in the background, and they do now recognize NFTs as, you know, a value prop to the chain. So it'd be really interesting to see how they proceed and if they, you know, introduce any new tools, any new projects, etc. So yeah, hopefully we will see some activity building on Terra over the foreseeable future. I can see JG and CK have their hands up. I think JG raised his hand first.
Hey everybody, just wanted to first and foremost say thank you to Karma for all the hard work she's doing, and also fantastic work Liquid Labs for bringing these tools out so swiftly. Honestly, it's great to see. I'm very excited for August. A lot of stuff is happening in Luna, as we all know. For me, I you know, being realistic, like Karma said, is always needs to be kept in the forefront of our minds. But I definitely feel that there is a lot of excitement bubbling. And when these protocols actually start to function again, I know for myself, you know, after the crash and playing in other ecosystems, I'm just not happy there. And so, you know, I've doubled down and decided to continue to build here. And I would have to say that, you know, even Stargaze, I'm not having, you know, I don't really like that platform. I'm not trying to talk bad about anything. It's just not what, it wasn't my cup of tea, you know. And the things and like the magic that happened in Terra, man, we got to get that going again. And people are itching for that. They're itching for it. They want real communities. They want real projects. And I haven't seen anything like that on any other chain. Maybe Polygon can kind of pull it off because one planet is taking a bunch of us with them. But the truth of the matter is that there is no NFT ecosystem that had the camaraderie and like the honesty and like the actual, you know, I don't want to be tacky, but the real we're going to make it attitude. Like we were really trying to like pull everybody together. And you know what? Maybe the crash was good because now UST is not sucking all the liquidity out of every other protocol and every other market and like every other vector, you know, like I agree with the last speaker. You know, I definitely the crash is going to open up many, many, many more opportunities. And I believe that once we see these beautiful functioning UIs again and, you know, Galactic Punks onboarding people and a new money on ramp, it won't be long for the turnaround to occur. Thank you.
Thank you, GJ. Yeah, I think in some ways, you know, some of what you've been talking about is obviously about the council and about the emergency grants that were happening behind the scenes that many users aren't aware of. there's a lot happening on the back end with teams being helped to ship, but I think understandably everything is taking just a little bit longer and a little bit more time because teams and developers are still people. They can't just automatically snap their fingers and fix everything for you and for the project. They have to actually work their way through it on top of working through some of the losses that they themselves have really, you know, endured. And which in many cases were way, way bigger than some of what, you know, holders have had to go through. But when it comes to, you know, myself and how I see it, like I said before, I think this is just going to be a long process, but I think there is still a lot builder spirit left and really, really amazing teams that are building on the back end. And it's a bit of a shame that everything that is being built is not as easy to present to the community, and it's not always the strength of these teams to sort of like reach out or explain the projects in advance. But I think in a few months, once some of these ideas had time to mature, a lot of this excitement, a lot of, you know, like the building spirit will be more visible to everybody and not just sort of like behind the scenes among the developers.
Love that.
All right. Now I will sadly have to go slowly. We have gone for a long time. Jack, do you see any other people asking to be let in? Because I am not being displayed anyone.
I can see CK with his hand up, but no one else is requesting to speak.
Hi there. I have a last question. So I think Randomers is working on moving on Luna 2, but not quite there yet. Do you have any idea when we will be able to sell and buy GPs? If not on Randomers, on any other, is there any other marketplace? Do you have any information about this? Thank you.
So we've spoken to Random Earth, and they're looking to launch soon, hopefully within the next week. And then once that happens, trading will start on there. We want to hold off listing for a little while just so like the liquidity can build up, but it kind of works well with the timing of Random Earth launching. So yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Awesome. I love to hear this. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, it would have been a fair question. Why don't we just wait and, you know, launch everything in one? But I think, like I previously said, I personally anticipate this migration to take a while. So I think it's fair enough to start early. Let people start migration just as they happen to have time. There's obviously summer. Many people are going on vacation, might not have their ledgers with them. So let this sort of like trickle over time. And as we go forward, the GraviDAO gating system, the Random Earth, everything will be relaunched in stages. So let's just hold on. You know, take it one step at a time, and I'm sure with time we can rebuild most of what we have. What we have managed to build up on Terra Classic. Now I'm going to slowly go. Remarks from anyone?
Sorry,
go ahead, Jack.
I was trying to add some more people. For some reason, my Twitter space is playing up. So if I have added you, please go ahead and talk.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear someone, but I can't see any speaker. So go ahead.
Okay. I am Kim Giannis. I am the different meme master. Just to clarify, and I have a question. First of all, thank you very much for this space and for all the hard work you have been putting on the project. I'm really excited to build with you in Luna 2.0. I had a random thought, and I would like to know what you're thinking about it. When the classic chain is halted and stopped functioning, what is going to happen with the collection and the NFTs that are stuck in this chain? Will be a remint? Will the collection be shorter or something like that? Thank you.
So I think that there's a couple of ways that it could go. The idea is to let people migrate, and then obviously that just reflects the supply. If for some reason Terra Classic was to be halted, we are able to query all of the holders and therefore give them the opportunity to then claim it on Terra Mainnet without them having to have deposited it into a contract. Because obviously, you know, if the chain's halted, then it will cease to exist. But yeah, that's something which is still up in the air. You know, you could say the same thing for a number of projects which are, you know, doing similar claim functions. But yeah, I don't know if Karma has anything to add to that.
Yeah, I think no one can really say how it's going to go. Right now, let's take our validator as an example. Our validator on Terra Classic, which we have run successfully, you know, through everything, through all the, you know, DDoS attacks or whichever that was, it was online. It still remains running as one of the validators on Classic. But we've been running this at a loss monetarily. So I presume that as the basically, you know, as the value of Terra Luna Classic drops, it's going to be less and less profitable. Or not even profitable, it's just not covering the costs of running the validator in some cases for people to be running these. And I think some of them will drop off, which on the other hand, you know, will then might in the future increase the amount staked with others. So no one can really say how it's going to go, but whether the chain continues or stops, we have a way to, you know, as Jack said, query all users and make sure that the people who missed out on the migration but still want to, but the train is halted, still can have their NFT on Terra 2.0.
I see JG with his hand up still.
I just wanted to share a little bit of data. So for any who do not know, I've been leading the Skeleton Punks and we're migrating on the 10th of August. And some of the numbers that we have as the people who have claimed their Skeleton Punks for migration at this point is 68% of the collection has been claimed to migrate to Terra 2. And I mean, there's still a little bit more time, but that I don't know if that will be like a good reflection of participation in Luna NFTs or our marketplace. But that's just one data point for your reference.
That's massive. Congratulations, guys. That's absolutely huge. You must be stoked.
Very, very excited. We have a lot happening. I don't want to, you know, this is a Galactic Punk thing. I just wanted to give you guys that data point. We have a lot of stuff happening, partnerships lined up, and we are really excited to maybe actually have a treasury for once because, you know, our founder rugged us and we've been fighting this uphill battle the entire time. So the Luna crash for us was just a regular Wednesday because we've been broke the whole time.
That's actually really inspiring. Congratulations from me as well. And I really hope that this number just keeps climbing. Hopefully even, you know, to the amazing 100%, as unlikely as it might be, but I'm holding my fingers crossed and, you know, can't wait to see, you know, them basically, you know, trading on Random Earth as well. I really hope that we will see that soon and that main point of liquidity will return.
Yeah, I just want to add to that as well. Like, 3/4 of our NFT supply is pretty solid. We're hoping for the same numbers on Galactic Punks and obviously the other projects which are migrating as well. I don't know, Exilium, can you remember what Wrecked Wolves did just for like a comparison?
For migration, you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just migrated to Ethereum. The smart contracts have layer zero integrated, so if Ethereum ever crashes post-merge, then they can easily do a remit on any EVM chain pretty seamlessly.
I meant numbers, like percentage of the collection that migrated from Terra to Ethereum.
Oh, right. I believe there's a total of 2,222, and right now on Ethereum, there's around 1,900 wolves. So not sure the percentage exactly, but missing around 200 wolves, I believe, or 300 wolves.
Yeah.
Bessa probably knows best.
Yeah, the wolves that were migrated to the smart contract was 93%, more or less.
That is incredible.
That's a really good number.
Huge congratulations. Just for reference, what have you decided to do with the ones that have not been migrated? Are they going to be, you know, like reminted at some point? And what are you doing with the Trippy Wolves will be at some point minted and will be missing for these addresses?
Wrecked Wolves, they will exist forever 2222, and they will exist on multiple chains. And in this case, the people that will not migrate them from Terra to Ethereum, they will stay there. And that's also the right of the owners. So they bought or they minted that NFT. So we decided to leave the rights to stay on that chain to them. And we didn't want to remint them or like to take them away some way. And then we just decided to wait as much as possible. So we also kept the minting reminting contract indefinitive. So it's like as long as possible until Terra Classic will work. And let's see. At our vision was to not touch the wrecked walls that are on Terra. And if one day Terra Classic will stop working, in that case, those walls will just live forever on Terra Classic. That's it.
Amazing. Well, I think that's everyone who had their hand up.
The second question, Karma, was the Trippy Wolves. The Trippy Wolves had a different logic, so it was coming from a staking, safe staking, if we can call it like that. And so we have assigned to each of the safe staker how many Trippy Wolves they will receive. And if the people are not claiming them, then those Trippy Wolves will go to the DAO treasure.
Awesome. Thank you. In that case, I think we can start to wrap up the spaces. I can't see anyone else with their hand up. Thanks everyone for coming. It's been a pleasure to actually speak to some lunatics again. Hopefully we can start having more of these. One plan that we have at Galactic Punks is to make it a more builder and community directed project. So we'll be able to have lots of spaces in the future with new projects that are launching. Hopefully this becomes a regular thing.
Congrats on the migration, guys.
Thank you, sir. Karma, I don't know if you've got anything to add.
Absolutely not. But thank you, everybody. It was lovely to hear you. And I hope to hear you soon.
See you, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Galactic Punks Migration and Terra Hangout, recorded on Saturday, July 30th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble. We'll be right back.
Genesis.